This is a National Museum of Australia recording. For more information, visit nma.gov.au/audio.
Now, as you'll have gathered, Mike has developed a habit of approaching the desert not just as a scientist, not just to produce those publications over there, but he sought to work with creative artists. And we're privileged to have with us today two of the visual artists, two of the painters that Mike's worked with. And the first of those is Joe Bertini, the painter of this magnificent portrait to my left. And Joe will give us a portrait of Mike Smith. Joe, thanks very much.
I'm here today because Mike is my very dear friend and because he's a fellow desert tragic like the rest of us, and he's asked me to do a portrait. So, as most of you would probably suspect, artists aren't very good at doing what's expected of them. So, in particular, I'm actually really bad at doing what I'm told. So I've done what any artist does in this kind of situation, and I've ignored Mike completely, and I've done exactly what I wanted to do. So, Mike, I'm actually going to give you three portraits. The first portrait is this one that I've painted, and I don't really need to tell you about that because it's right here. So you can see it and you can read it for yourselves. The second one is a collaboration, and it's a work made by all your friends, and it's a particularly Australian portrait, as we've expressed our love for you in a typically Aussie way, and that is we're going to knock you down, we're going to pull you down to our level and sabotage your life's work. So, what better way to tell you how much we love you? Everyone here may think that Mike's life's passion has been archaeology and deserts. Well, Manik and Mike's family and his friends know a lot better than that. Mike's done this extraordinary book called The Archaeology of Australia's Deserts. But there have been a few mistakes, so we had to get in touch. One of the reasons why the book couldn't be here is we've had to make a few changes because, unfortunately, the publisher, Cambridge University Press, made a few errors, particularly in the cover. I don't know if you've seen this. This is the cover of Mike's book, and I was going to put an image up, but I'm very unorganised. So this is the cover of Mike's book, and I think Peter Eve's here today, who took this beautiful photograph. But there was a spelling error. And it's actually, June and I decided that we'd step in. This has actually all been under June's instigation, Mike, so don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. You need to have a talk to that woman over there. This beautiful photograph by Peter Eve, unfortunately, the last minute when we checked, the spelling was wrong. What can you do? So we've had to redo it. And luckily, we have a copy of the new book here today. And as you can see, they've left out an S in the deserts. It's Mike's life work has been deserts. And I don't think people have fully comprehended the passion that this man has for desserts. So, we've had the book reprinted. We've taken all the fluff out of it, you know, all that stuff no one can understand. And we've had some offers, actually, from Channel 10. I think this fits in more to the demographic that you're looking at for your publication. Master Chef will be calling you any moment now. So it's not just me and June, but there's lots of contributions in here from people that you thought were your dear friends. Dick Kimber and his lovely wife Marg have contributed a wonderful recipe, and there's a couple of illustrations in here for you. So the best way that we thought as a collaboration we could give you a portrait of yourself was through portraits of your friends and food, of course. So we've sabotaged your book. The other one's not being published anymore. We've trashed that. So the wonderful foreword has been written very lovingly by the director of your museum, who's also contributed his dessert, because we all know a lot about desserts. It's not just you, Mike. And there's John Wilkinson has contributed, and Andrew Harper has contributed. And there'll be people in here I'm sure you'll recognise, and others that don't recognise. June will have copies of the book so you can have a look at it. And we've only got a limited supply at this stage, but it's going to be huge. So, as long as we all know, this is the second portrait of Dr. Smith and desserts. And the third portrait was actually a work made by a very dear friend of ours and a wonderful artist and filmmaker extraordinaire, Louise Salter. She and Nigel send you all their love from LA, and they're very sorry they can't be here today. And she wanted to give you this portrait that she made of you. And the reason we're doing this, of course, everyone's here today because it's got nothing to do with deserts and desserts. It's because we love you so much. So,
the National Museum of Australia in Canberra explores what it means to be Australian through our permanent galleries, exhibitions, public programs, and the National Historical Collection. Find out more about the museum at nma.gov.au or download more audio programs from nma.gov.au/audio.